For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Scuba diving can be great recreation and great exploration. Some of the most fascinating things to explore beneath the waves of the tropics are coral reefs, teeming with fish, plants, and other marine life that provide sustenance not only to the sea creatures, but to about a billion people, according to College of Charleston biology professor Phil Dustin. Dustin has studied coral reefs his entire 40-plus year career, and he's seen a stark and disturbing change in many of the world's reefs.
In my lifespan, reefs have gone from the most incredible, luxuriant ecosystems one could imagine to near dead in many parts of the world. The reefs in the Florida Keys have probably lost 90 to 95% of their living coral cover in my career.
The biologist said the decline of the world's reefs has been caused by human reproductive success.
The increase in humans is directly related to the decrease in coral reefs. We extract food from reefs. We get building material from reefs. We pollute reefs, things like sewage and fertilizer from agricultural fields and from pesticides.
Pollution is part of the reef's problems, but because they are hypersensitive to temperatures, climate change is an even bigger enemy, Dustin said. But the world can't afford to lose its reefs.
Reefs are worth on the order of $300 billion a year. They feed about 10% of the world. They provide shoreline protection from storms. They provide a tremendous amount of habitat and recreational activities for humans.
In 2014, Dustin met filmmaker Jeff Orlowski. After he showed Orlowski the shocking changes to the reefs over the past four decades, the filmmaker was inspired to make the documentary Chasing Coral. Orlowski said few people are aware of the reef's decline because they're underwater and because even most divers haven't been shown the desolation.
When they go on vacation and they go to a dive location, they get brought to the beautiful, healthy remaining part. The average scuba diver isn't seeing the devastation. It's only a small group of scientists that are out there that are studying the loss. And that's a story that even recreational scuba divers aren't seeing.
A healthy earth depends on a healthy ocean, said Orlowski, and a healthy ocean depends on healthy reefs.
Coral reefs are the nursery for the ocean. They're the backbone of the ocean. About 25%, a quarter, of all of the organisms that live in the ocean spend part of their life cycle on a coral reef. So they really are the nursery for the entire ocean.
According to Dustin, using less or cleaner energy will help preserve the reefs. He said there are natural ways to do this.
We got to get off carbon, and we got to pull carbon out of the atmosphere. And the easiest way to do that is get the biosphere to help us. Plant more trees. Don't let the hot water run when you brush your teeth. If everybody used LED light bulbs, we wouldn't have to build new power generating plants because we'd be using less electricity. Another thing we can do is don't use as much plastic.
The reefs off Charleston are recently showing stress, Dustin said. He believes the film will help wake people up to the reef's plight.
And it's critically important for Charleston and the Lowcountry. And it's not just going to affect the loss of our beaches. It's going to affect the loss of tax revenues because the most expensive properties are on the water. It's going to affect the buildings and the city that we love so much. In 30 or 40 years on a high tide, most of Charleston will be underwater. So the sooner we work on this, the better.
Dustin said people are incredibly ingenious and can preserve the reefs. He said they just have to have the will to do it. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.